This is Paris.
Hey everyone, I hope you're all having a wonderful MLK weekend. Carter and I flew to our house in Montana, and we are just up here skiing for the weekend. So just having a beautiful romantic ski weekend with my love, and it's been so much fun. We went on the mountain today and went skiing, and Carter showed me all these new moves, and I've been skiing since I was a little girl, literally in Aspen, since I was 3 years old. So I've been doing this my entire life. And Carter's an amazing athlete, and he's been skiing his whole life as well. Today he just taught me. I just felt way more confident on the mountain than usual. Just like shredding down the mountain, or as I would say, sliving down the slopes. So much fun. And we went to our friend Chef Ming's restaurant tonight called Baba. And it is like the best Chinese food. So delicious. Everything. I ate so much. And then we got home and we're actually with Courtney, who is my new brother-in-law, Carter's brother. And I had just posted on the Instagram that our joint bachelor-bachelorette party in Vegas was the new episode that just aired on Thursday on Peacock. And he's like, we should all watch it together. So after dinner, we were watching it and I felt so awkward and I felt so bad because if you're watching the show right now, the new episode, basically, when Carter and I went to Traverse City for his cousin's wedding, his brother Courtney was the officiant and officiated his cousin Jay's wedding. And he was amazing. He did an incredible job. And during the wedding, I whispered to Carter, you know, Courtney's actually really good at this. And he's like, well, should we have him for the wedding? And I said, it can be in the consideration, but don't tell him. But of course, right after, Carter went and told him. So he was just kind of asking, like, am I going to do it? And I just felt bad because I hate saying no to people. But for my wedding, I just wanted it to be official, you know, and I think from growing up my whole life watching movies, you like see the priest or whoever's marrying the people. And it's like this old, like white haired dude. And it's just like, looks like proper, I don't know, like professional. I just felt like if you have like your brother or your friend or someone else, it just doesn't feel like a real wedding. I don't know. So anyway, we are watching the episode and I am just like, oh no, because during the episode, we're just talking about it. And I'm like, I don't want him to be officiant. And it was just, I was like, oh my God, I was like cringing every time that was coming up on the show while I was sitting on a couch in front of the fire with my husband and his brother. So yeah, that happened. I tried to act like I couldn't figure out how to log in because I was like freaking out because I'm so weird about confrontation. But it actually went really well. Like, he was such a good sport about it, like laughing. Like, it's such a good episode. I've mostly watched all the episodes before they air, just when they send me the cuts of it. But just to see it, I downloaded Peacock here tonight at our house so that we could watch it on the big screen. And it's just such a beautiful show. Just, I really am so grateful to Michelle and Andrea, the director and the showrunner. They just really made such a beautiful show and I'm just so proud of it. And especially this episode, I really feel that every episode I'm growing more. I'm just becoming more confident in myself, being more of myself. And this episode was just so funny. My mom crashing my bachelorette weekend in Vegas, but I'm so happy that she came. She is the life of the party. Now I know where I get it from. It definitely runs in the blood. And I'm just grateful that she came because she was just, she's such a light. She's so fun. She's such a star. She's just sparkling and shining and everyone loves her and everyone, it just makes me feel good to hear that. Like, I've always been proud of my mom and ever since I was a little girl going to school and all the boys would be like, oh my God, you have the hottest mom in the world. And all the girls too, which like your mom is so beautiful and she's so nice and she's so fun and cool. So I was always just proud of her growing up my whole life. And I was proud to have her in Vegas with me by my side during that. It was really, really just so much fun. So yeah, if you haven't seen the episode yet, tune in, get Peacock, stream it. And this was hands down one of my favorite episodes so far. It is so good. Just so funny. Just so many things are happening. It's really deep. I was like crying at some points watching it when I'm talking to my brother and Tessa about some personal things, which I'm not going to say now. You have to watch the show and you can see for yourself. But yeah, the episodes just keep getting better and better. And I've just been doing calls with the team and hearing it's one of the top shows on Peacock. So that just makes me feel so proud. And I love reading all of your comments on Twitter. So keep using the hashtag Paris in Love, because it just puts a huge smile on my face every morning. I search that hashtag and then I read everything. And then I follow you guys. I favorite ones. I retweet ones. And yes, that's really me. It's not someone doing it for me. I've always been very hands-on in everything I do, and I love staying in contact with you all and love hearing what you have to say and just all the cute memes you make and beautiful fan art and the kind words. Really, I don't know if you know this, but it truly, truly means the world to me, and I'm just so happy that I got to share this special time in my life, just falling in love and planning the wedding and just everything that's leading up to it, and my family and our dynamic together, and just spending time with my sister and my mom and getting, I don't know, it was so much fun. It was so real. We stayed at Resorts World, which is the newest Hilton property in Las Vegas. It was just so beautiful. The villa that we stayed in was like a mansion. So just stunning. The artwork, the architecture, the furniture, the style, the vibe, the pool, and the insanely epic party that our friend Jeff Beecher threw. He threw a Beecher's Madhouse party in our suite, and it was just too much fun. It was an incredible weekend in Las Vegas. I've had many weekends in Las Vegas over the years, but this was by far my favorite. And I'm so happy we got to capture it all in the show. So yes, tune into Paris in Love. So I went skiing all day and it was just a beautiful day. And then went to the spa, went in the jacuzzi, just relaxed with Carter.
This is Paris.
And then when we were driving back up to the house, I was looking at my phone and just seeing a lot of messages from you guys. And then I saw Brittany's post on Instagram and she wrote, "Thanks to the creator of the Beauty Sandwich Facial. Ivan, you're a genius. Wow is all I can say. You made me feel stunning without even lifting a finger or putting on a lick of makeup. Thank you, Paris Hilton, for introducing me to him. I've done needles and Botox and have had some really bad experiences, but this was with no needles and it's like a miracle because I look as though I'm 22 in 2022, LOL. Sorry, I had to. But it is actually pretty impressive. Even my fiance was like, wait, let me see you again, baby. You look beautiful. Anyways, thank you, Ivan, for making me feel so pretty." And that just made me so happy to hear. I love Ivan. He is a genius, incredible. So when I was getting ready for my beauty prep, I called Ivan and I was so happy that he was in town. We did this incredible facial. It's called the Beauty Sandwich Facial. And for weddings, he will do like this 4-day series. So he came over every single day. It was like an hour a day. And he does this facial that is just epic. It's hard to explain because it's very technical, so I'm just going to look at an article. Let me look. Sorry, I'm just Googling on my phone, on my other phone. Okay, so this is an article I found on shape.com. "The Beauty Sandwich is the celebrity skincare treatment trying to replace needles. The radio frequency facial is said to firm and tighten the skin without needles or downtime." And then in an interview for W Magazine, Ivan said, "I would say sculpted skin, not glowing skin, is the goal. The beauty sandwich is not a traditional facial with extractions or mask, etc. It's a high-tech skincare method I developed to enhance facial features, tighten the skin, and help with wrinkle reduction. The beauty sandwich has a proprietary recipe which makes it so effective. And on his website, he calls the treatment part of the new age of skincare and says that it uses a unique radio fragrancy method to firm, sculpt, and tighten the skin. No needles necessary. It's a much layered process, hence the term sandwich. So that's why it's called the beauty sandwich, in case you're wondering. He starts by cleansing the skin, then giving a facial massage before using the Pellava, a type of radio fragrancy treatment designed to boost collagen production, and the E-Matrix, another type of radio fragrancy treatment that involves a gentle form of laser resurfacing. The beauty sandwich is non-invasive and non-toxic. Ivan wanted to create a treatment that involved little downtime that would leave his client's skin a perfect canvas. And it really does. Like, I'm so happy that I used him before my wedding. My skin has never looked better. It was just glowing. It just really made such a difference. And I've always been obsessed with skincare ever since I was a little girl. And I just think it's so important, especially facials, because I think it's all about being preventative. And the fact that I've been taking care of my skin and that my mom taught me a skincare routine when I was 8 years old. And ever since then, I've just been taking such incredible care of my skin and having the best facialists around the world. And that's how I've stayed all natural. Because like I said, it's all about being preventative. If you take care of your skin and you do things that are high tech, like using radio frequency, EMS, there's light therapy, red light, blue light. There's so many things right now, and just the technology is on another level. So I'm really proud that I'm all natural. I hate needles, so I'm so scared of Botox and all of that. So I'm just so happy to have incredible people in my life who are so talented, like Ivan. And it just makes me so happy that he went and did Britney's facial. I was reading some articles and just seeing some things on Twitter that she hadn't had a facial in a long time. So I'm just so happy that she went to my friend and that she loved it so much and that she felt beautiful and looked 22, because she's such an angel and she's been through so much, and she just deserves all the love and happiness and pampering and feeling beautiful and everything. And if you want to go check out the facial, I posted it on my Instagram and you can see it, and it's called the Beauty Sandwich. So yeah, if you are a bride or if you have something important coming up, I would definitely recommend it. And I'm going to be doing a lot more of those videos. I'm going to be doing something called Wellness Wednesdays, where basically I'm going to share all of my beauty secrets, anything from beauty, skincare, health, wellness. I'm really just focusing on all of that this year. It's a big priority for me because I think it's so important to really take care of yourself. And it's just good for, you know, your mental health, for making you feel good. So yes, I will be posting more of those soon. And I can't wait to introduce you to all of my favorite facialists. And I love sharing my beauty tips and my beauty secrets and everything. And I hope that you guys enjoy that. And I'm so happy that Brittany did. And I'd love to hear in the comments what your favorite facials are, if you have any skincare tips, or if you have any skincare questions, and I will answer them. And you can go on Twitter and use the hashtag ThisIsParisPodcast, and I will read them and try to answer as many as I can on these pod posts. All right, it is getting late and I have to wake up early in the morning because Carter wants to hit the slopes. Another fun day of skiing. So I'm going to bed, but just wanted to wish you all a wonderful weekend. Love you all so much, and I will be back soon. All right. Love you all. Speak to you soon. Sliving.
Thanks for listening to This Is Paris.
We love hearing from you. So leave us a review. Send an email to paris@iheartradio.com. Leave a voicemail at 833-87-PARIS. And follow us at This Is Paris Podcast. Bye, babes.
Follow Paris at Paris Hilton and follow Hunter March, host of E's Nightly Pop at Hunter March.